Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF. Are you a pensioner under the Public Service Pensions Fund looking to update your life certificate without visiting our offices? Well, PSPF now brings this service right to you wherever you are. Introducing the PSPF Biometric Life Verification System. Simply visit www.pspf.org.zm, click on Life Verification to self-enroll. Complete your verification using facial recognition and check your verification status by following the simple on-screen steps. It's fast, secure, and convenient. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you out of the press news.
New Saka,
Art Hotway, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Information Minister Cornelius Ridwa highlights media's crucial role in upcoming general election. More stakeholders react to government's action to cancel the world's largest conference on human rights and technology. The international news masked men abduct prominent Malian lawyer in Bamako. And finally, in sports news, Banda scores again, but Spirit hit four to sink pride.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekina Sakala. More stakeholders have expressed mixed feelings on government's action to cancel the world's largest conference on human rights and technology days before it was due to start, citing the conference did not align with the national values. African Editors Forum condemned in the strongest terms the cancellation, stating that delegates were expected to gather for a critical global conversation on digital rights, human rights, free expression, and democratic accountability. The forum said the language of the postponement cannot disguise the truth, emphasizing that this was state pressure dressed as procedure. It notes that any demand that a rights conference aligns with official national values turns the state into the arbiter of legitimate speech and should alarm every defender of democracy. Meanwhile, renowned economist Luvinda Harazoka says he is shocked that people are condemning government's cancellation of the Human Rights Summit. Dr. Harazoka emphasized that Zambia cannot tolerate conversations about LGBTQ issues within the nation, adding that President Hakainde Hichilema is justified in defending national values. The government had originally welcomed the RightsCon 2026 summit on human rights in the digital age, due to be held in the capital, Lusaka, on 5th to 8th May, but Tawo Kavwana, permanent secretary for the Ministry of Information and Media, said that last week the conference would not go ahead to allow time to ensure the gathering aligns with Zambia's national values, policy priorities, and broader public interest considerations. More than 2,600 activists, technologists, and academics, as well as policymakers, were expected to begin arriving in Lusaka over the weekend. The event was to address issues of human rights in the digital age, including online hate, internet shutdowns, AI, surveillance, the militarization of tech, and disinformation at a time when democratic, women's, and LGBTQI or plus rights are under intense assault. And within a separate development, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Muitwa has emphasized the significant role the media will play in the forthcoming general election, stating that the outcome of the polls will largely depend on the narrative set and shaped by the journalists. The minister notes that the state of media reflects the country's democracy and urged journalists to remain vigilant, committed, professional, and ethical in their reporting as the August general election approaches. Speaking during the World Press Freedom Day celebrations, Minister Muitwa stressed that the media must safeguard the nation's integrity by reporting positively on governance and socio-economic conditions, as opposed to reporting divergent views that have the potential to promote misinformation and disinformation. He therefore called on the media to actively counter misinformation and disinformation throughout the election period. The minister highlighted this year's theme, Shaping a Future at Peace, which he said recognizes the power of journalists to bridge divides, promote understanding, and foster sustainable peace and national development. Mr. Muitwa explained that this important undertaking can only succeed with a free, vibrant, and professional media, grounded in loyalty, patriotism to the country and to its citizens. He underscored that the theme is a solemn call for both the media and political actors to engage in intentional, collaborative actions aimed at building national stability anchored on peace and unity. Mr. Muitwa emphasized that peace is not a legacy that Zambia can afford to take for granted, but a precious commodity that must be protected and not compromised for any reason, including politics.
Here's the theme,
is a solemn call to the media and all stakeholders, including political players, for intentional and collaborative efforts and actions that seek to build sustainable national stability anchored on peace and national unity. We must always to ensure a peaceful environment because this is our heritage. We cannot afford to lose it. It is even more critical as we approach the 13th August 2026 presidential and general elections. We need to urge ourselves to urge media practitioners to remain vigilant and committed to professional and ethical reporting. This year's election and the outcome thereof will largely be, in my view, be determined by the narrative that the media will set and shape for the nation. Therefore, you have an ominous task before you to execute for yourself, for country, for posterity.
And within a related development, the non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council, NGOCC, has urged the media to adopt responsible and inclusive reporting on women and girls, especially ahead of the August 2026 general elections. NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katere emphasized the importance of media in promoting gender equality and protecting women from harmful stereotypes and gender-based attacks. Marking World Press Freedom Day, Katere acknowledged the role of the media in advancing democracy, accountability, and highlighting issues such as gender-based violence, economic empowerment, and leadership participation for marginalized groups. She noted with concern that despite progress made, women remain underrepresented and are often portrayed negatively in media coverage. In the meantime, NGOCC expressed concern over increasing gendered political attacks on female candidates, including sexualization and harassment, which threaten women's political participation and democracy. The organization has therefore called on journalists to avoid sexist narratives, but ensure fair and respectful reporting and focus on issue-based coverage. NGOCC reaffirms its commitment to collaborate with the media to foster responsible journalism that empowers, protects the dignity of women and girls. Family Development Initiatives, FDI, a Muslim faith-based organization, has condemned the violent incident in Livingston where Lawrence Mudula, or rather Mudala, allegedly struck his wife, Rita Daka, on the face with an axe. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami voiced strong disapproval of the attack, describing it as a shocking act of cruelty. Sheikh Ayami emphasized that domestic violence undermines family values and erodes the moral fabric of society. He highlighted the urgent need for swift justice to ensure accountability and prevent similar acts in future. Sheikh Ayami appealed to law enforcement agencies to intensify investigations and bring the offender to justice. He further urged communities to unite in protecting women and promoting peaceful households. Sheikh Ayami noted that the Quran denounces such violence and calls for kindness and respect within marriage. FDI also pledged to work closely with government institutions to strengthen awareness campaigns and support mechanisms against domestic violence. In international news, a well-known Malian lawyer and politician critical of the ruling junta was abducted overnight by masked men in the capital Bamako, members of his family told AFP on Sunday. His disappearance comes as Mali's junta faces major crisis following large-scale attacks on several of its strategic positions last weekend and the killing of its defense minister. The assaults are being carried out by Tuareg separatists and Al-Qaeda-linked jihadists. Tall was a member of the M5-RFP movement, a key player in the protests that led to the toppling of former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Initially an ally of the military officers who seized power in 2020, he subsequently distanced himself from the junta, becoming a vocal critic. And still within international news, two young Sudanese women appear to have suffocated to death on Sunday while trying to reach Britain from northern France in a small boat crammed with more than 80 people, including pregnant women and children, officials said. This was the third such tragedy in just over a month. The women, aged around 20, were aboard a small boat carrying 82 people that set out to sea south of the town, and that is of Christophe Marx, a local government official, told reporters. Officials believe that two victims are of Sudanese origin. Separately, Utopia 58, a migrant aid association, described the two victims as a 16-year-old child and a 20-year-old woman. One other victim, a pregnant woman, was in critical condition, the group said.